안녕하세요. 회화 문법을 동시에 공부하는 Everyday English, 뷰의 매일 영어 진행의 이은경입니다. 오늘은 인내심의 한계를 느낀다, 인내심을 시험하지 말아라 이런 표현 영어로 배워보도록 하겠습니다. 대화 들어보시죠.
Are we still on for visiting David's house?
Yes, John. I'm really looking forward to it.
Great, but just a heads up. If you think you're going to cancel again like last time, please let me know at least a week beforehand, okay? Please don't try my patience.
Oh, no worries. I won't bail out this time. Last minute cancellations are the worst. I understand.
Perfect. I appreciate it. It's just easier to plan things out when we know what's going on ahead of time.
Absolutely. I will make sure to keep you updated. Thanks for being understanding.
제가 잔과의 약속을 취소한 적이 있어서 잔이 취소할 예정이면 미리 알려달라며 인내심을 시험하지 말라는 표현했습니다.
Don't try my patience.
Try 대신 test를 써도 같은 표현입니다.
Don't test my patience. My patience is wearing thin.
내 인내심이
wearing thin.
얇아지고 있어요.
My patience is wearing thin.
내 인내심이 한계에 이르렀습니다.
Don't push me too far. Don't provoke me. Don't stretch my patience thin. Don't push me over the edge.
나를 벼랑 끝으로 내몰지 마세요. 상대방을 벼랑 끝으로 내몰게 되면 사람이 과격하게 공격적으로 변할 수 있겠죠? 내 인내심을 시험하지 마세요.
Don't try my patience.
이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 느린 속도로 들어보겠습니다.
Are we still on for visiting David's house?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
Great, but just a heads up, if you think you're going to cancel again like last time, please let me know at least a week beforehand, okay? Please don't try my patience.
No worries, I will not bail out this time. Last minute cancellations are the worst, I understand.
Perfect, I appreciate it. It's just easier to plan things out when we know what's going on ahead of time.
Absolutely. I will make sure to keep you updated. Thanks for being understanding.
대화 해석해보죠.
Are we still on for visiting David's house? Are we still on for?
우리 약속이 여전히 유효한가요?
Are we still on for visiting David's house?
우리가 데이빗의 집을 방문하는 약속 여전히 유효합니까?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
네, 정말 기대하고 있습니다.
If you think you're going to cancel again like last time, please let me know at least a week beforehand. If you think you're going to cancel again like last time,
만약 당신 생각에 지난번처럼 약속을 취소할 거라면,
please let me know at least a week beforehand.
제발 최소 일주일 전에 알려주세요.
Don't try my patience.
내 인내심을 시험하지 마세요.
I won't bail out this time. I won't bail this time.
이번에는 바람 맞히지 않을 겁니다.
Bail on something. Bail on someone.
누군가를 바람 맞히다.
If you bail on me this time, I will never forgive you.
만약에 당신이 이번에 나를 바람 맞히면 나는 당신을 용서하지 않을 겁니다.
I won't bail this time.
이번에는 바람 맞히지 않을 겁니다. 내 인내심을 시험하지 마세요.
Don't try my patience.
이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 한 번 더 들어보겠습니다.
Are we still on for visiting David's house?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
Great, but just a heads up. If you think you're going to cancel again like last time, please let me know at least a week beforehand, okay? Please don't try my patience.
Oh, no worries. I will not bail this time. Last minute cancellations are the worst. I understand.
Perfect. I appreciate it. It's just easier to plan things out when we know what's going on ahead of time.
Absolutely. I will make sure to keep you updated. Thanks for being understanding.
Everyday English, 뷰의 매일 영어, 오늘은
Don't try my patience.
내 인내심을 시험하지 마세요.
Don't test my patience.
인내심의 한계를 느낀다.
My patience is wearing thin.
인내심 관련 표현들 살펴봤습니다.